Welcome to the Meta Mind Shift Show, where we embark on a journey into the metaverse with your guide, Nicole Maxwell, also known as the Metaverse Goddess, Technicole. The metaverse represents a new era of digital transformation, where we can augment our creativity and experience a whole new level of immutability. Join us as we explore and delve deeper into this exciting new digital realm. From process automation for your digital transformation, to the latest advancements in AI and RPA, blockchain and Web3, as well as innovative ways to experience AR, VR, XR, and more. We will discuss the latest trends and insights on how to navigate the metaverse, catch up with the news, and unpack issues that nobody else is talking about. It's time for your Meta Mind Shift. Let's discover the metaverse together. Visit our website at metamindshift.com to learn more. Don't forget to like and subscribe and then share with a friend.
Hello. Welcome to the Meta Mind Shift Show. My name is Nicole Maxwell, and I am here today to be your guide into the metaverse and into the 30 days of metaverse. So you guys might see that I'm looking a little different today. It'll be a great thing when our avatars can stay in our place and they can look like us and represent us when we don't feel like being on screen. And that is what we're dealing with today. I do not feel like being on screen. So hello to Technicole. Technicole is going to guide us through today's show. This might be a short show. Some of you guys know that I am helping out with my nephew and my niece. Kids are out of school, and so family's stepping in to make sure that the folks get to where they are going and are safely cared for and whatnot. So throughout today's show, you may hear some extra voices and some playing going on behind me. That's because there is a Roblox party happening behind me, and there is a two-year-old sitting on my lap. So that's what we're doing today on today's Meta Mind Shift Show. Like I said, it'll be a short show. I just want to address a few things. And really, you know, we're tapping into 30 days of metaverse this month. That is what this month is about. So we're going to go through the 7 days that have passed since we last engaged. And then we're going to head on over to a problem that I'm trying to solve in the next couple of hours that I will be ending this broadcast probably early so that I can go finish up doing what I need to do to make sure that everything is squared away. So, man, thinking about the metaverse, y'all, the metaverse is building. It's not here. Some people say it's here. It's not. We had some really great things happen this week. Last week was Metaverse Beauty Week. And so we got to see Miss Kerry Washington in all of her glory as she stepped to the stage and to the virtual world in her avatar form as the representative for Neutrogena in the Metaverse Beauty Week Neutrogena instance. And that was available to people. They were able to go into Decentraland and into what other spaces was that? It was Decentraland, Roblox, and Spatial. And so if you were here with us, you got to hang out and see that. So that was cool. You can probably still go into each of those metaverse spaces and enjoy them also. And if you are watching this broadcast visually, go ahead and turn your sound up because that's the best way to hear what I'm saying. Her lips are not necessarily in sync with mine, but that's okay because I won't be on screen today. Also, we have some extra guests in the studio today, and they are here, and you'll hear them from time to time, like just now. But what was I saying? So Kerry Washington, she came through to the Metaverse Beauty Week and had a whole, you would call it an expose or exhibit, you know, dedicated to her. And really, it was dedicated to beauty and to understanding beauty on a different level. And so that's what she was bringing to the stage. And it was really cool just to see her do that, because she tapped in avatar form. And I don't know if we actually talked about this last week, so I'm just going to touch on it again. But she was in avatar form, and that avatar, I don't know that it looked a whole lot like her, but once she started talking, you could definitely hear it. I feel like the one that was standing behind her was a lot more like her than the other one. But maybe I have a picture of that. I'm trying to see if I have a picture of it that is handy to, yeah, I do. So let me bring that into the stage. So yeah, so she was the guide through the whole instance there in Metaverse Beauty Week for Neutrogena. Now, there were other instances. I snagged a whole bunch of little goodies. And so one of those goodies was It was a space suit, which y'all know I love me some space and some outer space. And so I got a space suit. I also got to have a new hairdo and a couple new hairdos. So one, when you sat in front of a mirror, it changed your hair. And then the other one, when you completed a certain challenge, I think it was hitting up the ducks and talking to the ducks or something like that, you got a little sparkly thing to go over your head. And then when we were, there was another thing that gave you a new hairstyle for your avatar. So that's always cool. That is very game-like. So anybody who doesn't play games like I have historically, then now you're getting to see kind of how the metaverse and gaming go hand in hand. Those are all things that could have happened in a game experience. And so social VR is what some folks call the metaverse. But those types of instances and scenes are exactly what we have to look forward to. But the metaverse is so much more than that. So this is the Kerry Washington piece that I was talking about. She's in the metaverse. And she, not only could you see her little physical form there, but you could also see her, hear her talk to you. And she talked to you through each of the instances and steps that we went through there. And that was on the 13th last week. So, like I said, today is going to be a very short show, I think. At least that's what we're planning on right now. I want to talk about two things today. It is 30 days of Metaverse. So first of all, boom, 30 days of Metaverse is still happening. We've got another 9 days to go, because today is day 21. But we have 9 more days to go. I have been successful in thinking about or doing something related to the Metaverse every day this month. And that is a miracle in and of itself, but it's happened. And I've been able to mint an NFT of my experience each and every day. And so we'll go through those in a minute. Don't do that. that is me being an auntie. Sorry. we have lots of really cool things happening. The challenge has been challenging. We have some people participating, and I love that. We have other people who are just sharing out my experiences, which that's cool too. If you are interested, you can follow me on Twitter. To tap into that. My Twitter is I am Tech Nicole, and I don't know that I actually have a banner for that anywhere, because I don't usually give out my Twitter like that. I don't show my Twitter too much, because my Twitter is also, not only is it business, but it's also personal. Like, I say what I want to on my Twitter, which is, you know, one of the joys of having your own business. You don't really have to adhere to anybody else's standards or protocols for what you should and should not say on a social space. But this is my Twitter. You can reach me at I am Tech Nicole. Now, there is a Tech Nicole, and that is some dude out there that I run into from time to time with my name. And, you know, that happens. I'm sure, like, all y'all Sams and Bills out there, and David's and Mark's with the K's, all of y'all probably experienced the same thing. But I don't, and it bothers me when I do. So I spell my name with a K for a reason, and it is interesting to me that someone else has it too. But speaking of that, I wanted to touch on something really quickly also. So you can reach me on Twitter at I am technical, but I wanted to touch on some changes that are happening. So Discord is joining the normal party. So if y'all have been on Discord, then you know that some things on Discord are always different. Like Discord has historically not had normal names. So like you have a name that people see, and then the name that is associated with you, your unique identifier, that has always been like hashtag and then four numbers. For Nicole Maxwell, that has always been, at least for Web3 and the blockchain, that has always been, what am I trying to say? It's always been, 1217. So technical hashtag 1217. So those numbers are changing. Times they are changing. Discord, instead of sticking with their guns and being different, they're normalizing some things. So now you have to have a normal user ID. You no longer have to have the hashtag 1217. So I want to show you guys a few things that go along with that. So first of all, this is one of my servers. I don't know which server this is. Hold on. Let me backtrack real quick. So this is, we're going to go to announcements. And this is one of my servers, and this font is very small, but I did post a note today in the Blackverse Discord just to let people know that Discord usernames are changing. So let me show you what's changing. So here, when you click on my profile, like you'll see this up here. So this is technical, and that's my name. And then down here, you now see dot technical. This used to say hashtag technical, or it used to say technical hashtag 1217. And then I think my name, even in the Blackverse server, was star technical star, because someone was trying to impersonate me and I changed it up so people would know that it was me. But this is how you now have to find people. So if you're trying to friend somebody, which, you know, on Discord, it's hit or miss whether or not you're going to use that to me. Unless you're technically savvy, don't bother. But on Discord, the way that you will see someone's original name, like pre-game, like their original name, you'll come in here and look at their ID. So I have what's called a badge here. And when you hover over that, it'll tell you technical 1217, technical hashtag 1217. If you see anybody that is talking to you about some stuff and they are calling themselves technical and it's not that, do not, like, beware, because that's not me. This is my current bio. Yes, I will change my bio up from time to time. And yes, I will use different colors. Yes, I will use a different picture of myself. I will probably at some point even change that name so it's different, because sometimes I like to stand up in servers instead of being all the way alphabetically organized down there with the T's. But that right there is never, ever, never, never, ever going to change. And then the other thing that's not going to change unless Discord makes a Discord-wide change is my hype squad. I am in the hype squad of bravery, which is the one that I wanted. And so if they decide to make changes, like remove those, then you'll see that happen too. But I don't think they will. They've had hype squads for a very long time. I'm going to do something that I typically would not normally do. And that is, one, I'm going to stop sharing my screen real quick. What am I going to share instead? I don't know. We'll share my Brave screen because I don't want to take it down. I just want to switch accounts really quickly. And I don't need y'all all up in all of my business. So I'm going to show you that, first of all, you can switch your accounts in Discord. The other thing I wanted to show people is two things, actually. So we talk about how long we've been on Discord. we talk about, like, you know, people will tell you, oh, I've been on since beta, and oh, I've done this, or oh, I've done that. So there's haven't really been good ways to prove any of that. And so it's led to a lot of people getting credibility where they probably shouldn't have had any. So I want to take just a moment and I want to show something. Yeah. I want to show, first of all, one of my Discord servers. This is, like, I have a lot of Discord servers. First of all, I have 3 different Discord accounts. I've said this plenty of times, like, I separate everything. I do not like certain things touching other things. And so I try to keep them all separate. With the metaverse, that is becoming challenging. But I have been on Discord since beta. And I can't actually prove that in this very moment, but I can show you that, first of all, technical, when you look at technical, and so right now you're in one of my other servers. This is not the Blackverse server. This was one of the Discord 101s that I used to create. This was one of the first ones that I did. And so when you look at this server, you will see my name. So this is my profile, same thing. And when you look at that profile, it's the same profile we were just viewing a second ago, but you'll see member since. And this one will tell you when the person joined the Discord app and signed up for the profile. So this particular account was September 4th of 2021. And that is when I started changing over my Discord services to being actual services, not being actually just things that I was doing for fun and to help people just in general. I started offering it as a service. So I set up a whole different profile to make sure that this was business related. I told y'all I keep everything separate. But this is the day that I actually joined this particular server. So this date, depending on the server that you're in, this date will change. Now, this date does not change. This date does change, okay? But the other thing I want to show you is that I also have one of my alts in here, and I may even have a server with one of my other alts, but for now, this server is one of my other alts. And so this particular one has been active on Discord since 2017, and she joined this one in September of 2021 also. So that is one of my points there, is that you can verify how long people have been on servers and how long they haven't. And then if I can find my gaming server, I have a couple of different gaming servers that I'm a part of. And I might have it on here and I might not. I don't really know. This was my bot. I told y'all I created bots way back when. This was one of my bots that I created. This is called Envy, the Envy bot. And then also this was the test one for it. That was in 2017 too. So yes, I was building bots way back then. This is a server that I own. I also, man, where is that server at? I thought I had it here, but clearly I don't. So this is the incredible server. Oh, this is it. So one of my other accounts is my gaming account, or one of my gaming accounts. And so I told y'all that I've been on Discord since beta. This account was created when I brought my guild over. So I was a beta tester for Discord, and this account I added in 2015. So it was created since 2015. And then in 2017, we started this server. This was one of the games that we jumped into. And so that's where all that kind of stuff happened. So yeah, I just think it's nice sometimes to be able to take a historical trip down some of these lanes and just remember things. I am extremely sentimental when it comes to stuff like that, which brings me to a lot of what we are going to talk about today. So 30 Days of Metaverse. 30 Days of Metaverse. I began 30 Days of Metaverse as a way to capture the moment, because I knew history was happening And I wanted to be able to look back and say, okay, these are the things that I did or was doing during this time frame. And so I created 30 Days of Metaverse, and it is 100% a byte of 30 Days of Code. I am a somewhat developer, so I'm technically a full stack developer, but I don't claim that ever, just because I feel like there's a whole lot of people doing better stuff than me. But 30 Days of Metaverse and 30 Days of Code is actually something that I have done a couple times. 30 Days of Metaverse is exactly like that. It is a way that you can capture your moments, capture your thoughts, think about it, train up a new habit for 30 days. Do something for 30 days, and then it becomes a habit. For me, it becomes a habit, and I'm minted on that blockchain. And that is what was really important to me. Now that we are thinking about the metaverse, having a way to capture it and show it, right? So these are my 200 and almost 300 now. By the end of this whole thing, there will be 300 NFTs here in my collected column. But these are the ones, by the way, all these orange ones are from Metaverse Beauty Week. Like I said, there's hair and then a bunch of little Neutrogena stuff, like coupons and stuff like that. That's one of my outfits, my my avatar wearables. And so it's an intergalactic spacesuit. Okay, I just wanted to like touch on that one more time. I know we talked about that last week, so I'm not even going to say anything. Okay, see, we're getting some extra commentary over here, and it's great. Okay. All right. For 30 Days of Metaverse, 30 Days of Metaverse, what was I saying? So this year, we're on... Where are we? We are on the week or the day 14 and day 15 through 20, and today is 21. So I wanted to just take a minute and showcase what I did this week. And so we're going to do that. So give me a second. Let me... OpenSea is running slow. I'm not sure why. Struggle bus is happening here on OpenSea.
Hi.
All right. Give that a minute to reload. And, you know, we'll look at last year. So last year at this time, there was day 20. So day 20 of last year was storefronts in the metaverse. So my thoughts on that were, businesses will need storefronts in the metaverse. Do storefronts need storefronts in the metaverse though? What makes a good storefront? Will we have storefronts in the metaverse? And why does a storefront have to be created by a company? Can't we all have our own? What will distinguish one from the other? Shopping in the metaverse. And so around this time, like, last year, everybody was kind of popping up and thinking about their marketplaces and what they were going to do. And I created the Blackverse storefront at this time. I created my own storefronts at this time. And I started, you know, kind of corralling customers because I wanted to get some folks to put their NFTs out there and like really do some really cool stuff with this. And so unfortunately, like literally none of those projects that I was specifically trying to do for my specific stores kind of popped off, but their stuff was out there. So it was minted onto particular contracts waiting for us to be able to mint them to the real ones. So we kind of did like proof of concept kind of things. And then we're waiting for the funds to roll through so that we could do the real projects and, you know, people just... have issues with payments. That was the whole thing. But anyway, when we are thinking about the metaverse, so that was last year on the 20th. So this year for the 20th, we're in a whole different bracket, right? Like people have come up and they have created their own metaverse NFT platforms. People have been able to create their own marketplaces, and it's been a whole vibe. Like it's just cool, right? Like, I think that 100% that is the way to go. But if you do not have funds to do that, there were places that allowed you to mint, much like OpenSea, but you can mint on your own, in your own store on their contract, right? So it's like you're using the generic contract. There's nothing It's not like this is an NFT with utilities. This is just an NFT that is out here that you just wanted to mint. And I am that person. I mint in the moment. Like, I am known for experiential NFTs. Like, I had an experience. I am now about to go mint that bad boy because I want to capture this moment and put it on the blockchain. That is literally what all of my NFTs, most of my NFTs are, right? And so what I have seen over the last year is this erosion of confidence in the blockchain and in the confidence of Web3 and in the confidence of decentralization. That has a lot to do with the economy, but platforms have decided to, instead of offering the free model that they were doing, the free model that encouraged people to participate in Web3, they have gone the subscription route. And so while I get it, I do, because everybody loves an extra dollar or two. What I don't like is platforms who do that. And then on top of that, also still charge you transaction fees. They also still charge you that platform fee that comes out before your fee as the NFT storefront owner. And you are empowered by the blockchain, by technology, by, you know, whatever you want to call it, but it is the blockchain, to take that NFT and decide whether or not you want to get what we call royalties on that NFT. So as a platform owner, you have the right to cause every transaction to incur a platform fee. OpenSea does this. It was 2.5%. Other platforms followed suit. And I have seen some so egregious in this last year that they were at 15% total for platform fees and transaction fees. And then on top of that, so that's a platform fee, right? So that's happening. It's baked into everything that you do. And then on top of that, there were transaction fees. So you're still getting charged an extra transaction. And then if the artists themselves wanted to also recoup their royalties, you also got hit with the royalty fee. And so a lot of purchasers or collectors balked at that. And so then these other little non-blockchain, non-Web3 related platforms started spinning up that just said, hey, we're just going to do, you know, this thing. We don't even need you to be on chain. You can say you have an NFT and you're good. Yeah, that's not what we're talking about. I'm talking about the ones that are on chain, right? So we have NFTs, like actual NFTs that are burnt, or not burnt, but that are minted into the blockchain, right? Those NFTs, there is a specific platform, and you know, I'm really not trying to get myself in trouble, so I'm not mentioning their name. You might be able to guess who I'm talking about if you've ever transacted out there, but they have a fee now to transact. So the whole entire thing is based around a subscription. And yeah, it's like $20 a month, but this is the same platform that also has, what am I trying to say? This is the same platform that also has a, like the way that their stores are set up, you have to have a different storefront for every single type of blockchain that you want to be on. So if I want an Ethereum store, then my store, that's one store. If I want a Polygon store, then that's another store. So all these things add up, because every single one of those stores, you end up paying an extra fee for. So for me, I had the Black First store, I had the Technical store, I had the Black Multiverse store, I had the Funk in the Future store, I had all those. And it was like, I had all these different things where I was, you know, minting things out there and putting them on their contract. Like I said, like I had a plan for a lot of this stuff, but then now they've turned on the subscription model. And yeah, they gave people ample time to move off. The deadline for that is today. And so this is my soapbox and I'm on it. The deadline for that is today. I have historical things out here. If you guys watch the show, I am probably, you know, me, Tony Cam, and others are probably the first people to have created an AI funk lyric, song lyrics using AI, using ChatGPT. And like I said, I've said this plenty of times, it's probably historical for many other reasons, but I actually minted that because we wanted to seal in that historical moment. And I now have to move it. So I'm just creating this, I'm saying all this today to say that that is where day 20 came from, all that frustration in day 20. That's where day 20 came from. So if you look at this NFT closely, you will see that first of all, it is a GIF. The word subscription is there. the pink bars are the gate. And the pink is not my favorite color, but it is related to the platform that I'm talking about. And then behind that, there is a money, a stack of money and a tree. The tree is the community, right? And so this is to me a pay gate. Down here at the bottom, you see we have moved to the subscription model. Please choose a plan to keep on using your store. It will be archived on June 21st, 2023. And so that's the other thing is, I don't know how you archive on a blockchain, but apparently they've come up with some nifty things to think that that's real. So I just could not foresee paying fees for every single store that I have every single month. Like that doesn't make sense. And so, like I said, I'm searching for another solution, and apparently I'm gonna just have to have my own store created for me, and that's fine too. It just ain't happening today. When I get that done, then we'll be fine. But that is why the 30 days of Metaverse, that's one of the reasons why 30 days of Metaverse is here. On OpenSea instead of being on one of my own storefronts. That is also why I am moving my historical NFT over to Tezos, because Tezos is my blockchain of choice for now. And that's where I want it to be at home at, since I know that on Tezos it's going to be fine. Now, don't get me wrong. I know that my NFT is safe and secure on the blockchain, but the way to view it is not. And so that irritates me because I had it where I wanted it. I put stuff where I want it for a reason. And I do that with everything. It is not unintentional. I am intentional about everything I do. So that was why. Soapbox, I'm off it. hey, Grandma, it's good to see you. Thank you for being here. But I do want to say too, that this particular NFT also comes with a poem that I wrote to go with this. So I'm gonna actually read that, and only people who view my show will ever be able to see that besides the person who owns it. So this is my poem. It is called Subscription Gate. I retain the rights to this, so I'm putting it out there into the world, but I do retain the rights to this. You can use it as long as you credit me. I don't care. So this is, in the dawn of the blockchain, a bastion stood tall, an NFT store breaking down the digital wall, an emblem of freedom, no limits, no score, a marketplace for all, the rich and the poor, creativity unbound. Independence held high on the wings of encryption, we learned to fly. No middleman, no publisher, no gate in this decentralized world, art could resonate. The score held promise, a dream to unroll, selling digital essence, the artist's soul. But with time, alas, the tides, they did shift from free trade to a monthly membership drift. Subscribe to thrive, the platform to decree. Yet in hushed whispers added, plus a transaction fee. Bewildered, we stared, a betrayal most unkind from an enterprise that once to freedom was signed. Now trapped in a cycle of subscription, the store, a paradox of artist's inscription, chained to the system, yet claiming liberty, a commerce model riddled with ambiguity. In the face of the fees, we'll hold our ground high, for true artistry's value can never be bound. Despite the hurdles, the charges, the tax, the spirit of creation continues its tracks. But the blockchain is vast, a sea without shore. In its currents, new havens, our dreams can restore. Decentralization, a beacon we see, a harbor artists, the bold and the meek. like me. Let us sculpt the waves with pixels and rhyme, embrace the tide in this changing time. For the blockchain's embrace will carry us on, new freedom anew, as the old store is gone. So, yeah, I won't have access to that after today. Hope you enjoyed that. Thank you for hanging out with me. But, yeah, let's go through the other 30 days of Metaverse. So that was day 20. We're going to backwards to day 15. And where are we going to do that? We're going to go here. And so day 19 was Juneteenth. So we had Juneteenth, and I have my Juneteenth NFT. Oh my goodness. We're struggling today on OpenSea. I don't really know what's going on there. We're going to share this tab instead. All right, so this is day 19. It is called And Still I Rise. And still we are struggling. Not sure why. My poor avatar is like, All right, so this is day 19. This is called And Still I Rise. This is 30 Days of Metaverse. This one was really close to my heart too. This one depicts the struggle of us in this United States, the struggle to break free, the blood that has been shed, the crown that we wear in spite of it all. And that is actually a sword, or what I am interpreting as a sword going through us. And she is a woman. And so that is a sword going through us because we are still struggling just to be women in this day and time. And that is ridiculous to me, but it is happening. This particular NFT is written on top of the Emancipation Proclamation. Around the edges, you will see pieces of it. So it is there. There's also a quote from Maya Angelou, and I know why the caged bird sings. There's a little line of that right there. So I wanted to do something that was a little different. This one is on, it's like the only one that I have on sale right now. But if you get that, you get the original. Also, yes, exactly. You get the original without the words, but you also get the one with the words. So that is cool. And then day 19 or day 18 was Father's Day. And so for Father's Day, I wanted to do an NFT that was like really, really cool for all the good dads out there who actually take care of their kids and enjoy their kids and are teaching them technology and how to discover just the future. Regardless of whether that's, you know, engaging with technology, as long as they're engaged with their kids, who cares? But this is for the dads out there. So I thought this was just the cutest thing on the planet. And so that is our day 18. Day 17, we spent that live over in, we went to the Harlem Film Festival. Or no, the Harlem, what was it? The Harlem, the XR Film Fest. And so we went to the XR Film Fest. This one is an actual screenshot of me at the XR Film Fest with other folks who were at the XR Film Fest. And I realized I put the wrong picture in here. Oh, well, there's a really cool journey that you can go on and you get a badge in Spatial. But the title of this one is called Emptiness. And so emptiness is what you make it. If you are there with your friends and you're cool, you're having a whole good time. You know, we did. I realized this now when I was sitting next to Artsy and I didn't even know that. I didn't even see her there because I was kind of multitasking like I am these days. But we had a good time. Like, it was fun. And, you know, lots of really cool talent there. There were probably 7 films that were shown. And so we were able to experience those. They were really cool. All right. So congratulations to everybody who went through that cohort and was able to produce their films. Day 16, eSports in the Metaverse. Mr. Lee will appreciate this one. But it was actually eSports in the Metaverse. This conversation that we had over the summer inspired this one. But we definitely need to be thinking about the evolution of eSports. Exactly. So as the metaverse is coming, we are broadening our definition to include metaverse battles. Will we include cyber robotics? Like, what else is going to be included in that? And so we've got a lot of ways to expand what we consider to be an electronic sport, because when the whole world is electronic, it's no longer a niche, right? So you have to redefine it and evolve it as it goes on. So that's what they thank you, nephew. So that is what day 16 was. Day 15 was birds of a feather. Birds of a feather flocking together in the metaverse. This was exactly, and I want to show that. This was what we did last year too. And so, by the way, this was last year's storefront. I think I said that. Let me go back to this one here. Day 15. Yeah, day 15 was birds of a feather. And this is what it was last year. And what I said last year was birds of a feather. Will they flock together on the way to the metaverse, or will they fly solo and see where they land? This is day 15, y'all. Sorry. This was last year's day 15. Will the birds flock in different directions when the virtual wind blows? And like I said, this is AI art. I've been doing that for a couple years now, but this was last year. This is this year. So see how far technology has come. It's quite amazing. This one is actually pixelated, so I don't know if I can zoom in on that and get that there. So like you can see, like the birds are a little pixelated there. So that's just a different kind of art style that I threw out there, but I really, really like this one. Even though I'm not a huge bird fan, it worked out. So I like it. But yeah, I did the exact same thing. I didn't change it because I don't feel like this has changed. It's the same thing. Like, people are still the same. It's not changed at all. All right, so that is today's show. I wanted to cover all that stuff. I wanted to cover the week and then cover my what's been burning my biscuits this week, just as I have to get this NFT transferred over to Tezos. And I don't like doing stuff like that. Like, when I pick a, let me go back to that for a minute. When I pick a blockchain, like, I do so with intention. If I wanted to treasure it, I put it on Ethereum or on Tezos. If I want to sell it, I put it somewhere else. If I want to test things out, like the only one I don't ever really use is Solana, like, because I don't like it. But that's personal, right? Like, that's my personal preference. So everybody has their own thing that they're gonna do. I try, and I will continue to try to put stuff everywhere. At least one NFT on every blockchain that I can find and have some funding to do. Your hands are cold. Sticky. But yeah, so I think that everybody should do that. Just kind of explore and find what works for you. Immutable X or Multiverse X. I'm coming. I'm on my way. I have dove into details and I'm ready. So I'll be there soon. But yeah, you guys, upcoming things, 24th, we have the event that is for your proposals. So if you want to learn how to add ChatGPT to your proposal workflow, I am teaching that on the 24th at 2 p.m. There's still time to sign up. So if you want that, just reach out to me and let me know. You can also go to technical.com/proposal, and that will get you to the sign up form. We also, for 4th of July, we'll be having a sip and learn. And so that will be on Eventbrite. You'll stay in touch with my with my Twitter and my Alignable and everywhere else, LinkedIn, so that you can get that. My book is on sale. So that goes hand in hand with the ChatGPT proposal workflow course, but you can get it as a solo endeavor too. It is out on Amazon. It is also on Google Play. You can also buy it direct from me. You can reach out to my PayPal or my Cash App. That is $10. Send it my way, and I will send you a copy of the book. My handle on both of those is Technicole. So T-E-C-H-N-I-K-O-L-E. And then what else? Oh, yeah. So we talked about that a couple weeks ago, but wrote a book with my niece. That is on Ethereum. That is not for sale, but is out there. So that was a really cool endeavor. I will be doing a workshop for other people and their children so that they can make books too, because I think that that's kind of cool. And it's a great way to get someone's little career started as a journalist or author. And yeah, so those are the things I got going on. I'm trying to think, there's probably more. Get your spokesperson. And if you don't know what a spokesperson looks like, this is it. So Technicole has two new services within the last couple of months. And one of them is AI artwork. Artwork by Technicole. And then we also have AI avatars by Technicole. And so the next two commercials you're going to see are going to be avatar commercials. Those are avatars. They are not humans. They are avatars, just like my little Technicole that's standing here looking at you right now. And I can show you either how to make your own or I can make one for you. It just depends on what you need, what you want. And we can set up a consultation for that. And you can do that at technicole.com/schedule. So here we go.
Technology is changing at the fastest pace seen in years. Are you keeping up? New technologies are emerging as a result of the digital transformation all the time. Small businesses need to be prepared to adapt. Stay sharp. Let Technicole Consulting help you ensure your business is ready as we head towards a metaverse.
Unlock the power of AI-driven avatars with AI Avatar Tech by Technicole. Elevate your brand and captivate your audience with custom animated videos.
All right, y'all. So we're going to go out with a thank you to EE Testing Center. Thank you to Blackverse, and a thank you to Artsy in VR. You guys check out Artsy's Creations. She's over in VR chat now. And if you want like a luxury world built, or I even hear she's doing full on avatars now. If you want to shape a little avatar to look like you in VR chat, then go ahead and check her out. We're going to be trying to tap into avatars here soon. I have at least one created, but I'm not confident in my skills on that yet. So we're going to keep working that out. But as we do, think about different ways that you can augment your creativity. And if you need help doing that, I'm your girl. You'll see why at the end of the 30 days of Metaverse. I want to say thank you to my producer and to all the folks who support the channel. If you're listening to replays or you're here live with us, please do tap in and hit the subscribe button. Go over to YouTube, take 4 seconds, search for Meta Mindshift Show, and click on the subscribe button so that you don't miss the next thing, because I do a lot of stuff and y'all are missing out. This is Nicole, my voice is resting, and I appreciate all y'all for being here. Thank you.